Here in Boston today, about 2,400 immigrants from 132 countries will be sworn in as citizens of the United States. And one of them is someone I know very well. Her name is Barwako Muhammad, and I've been her volunteer English tutor for more than 4 years. She also takes free English classes through a program in Cambridge, Massachusetts called the Community Learning Center. But her main classroom is Starbucks, where she's worked full-time for the past 6 years, filling orders for countless English-speaking customers.
Can I get a venti, let me just do a regular coffee with sugar-free caramel in it.
You want the dark roast, medium roast, or lighter roast?
Two medium.
Barwako's job made her remarkably fluent very quickly, and it's given her an unusual vocabulary that includes words like tall, skinny vanilla latte and chocolate cookie crumble frappuccino. Barwako was born in Somalia, but left when war broke out there, first going to Saudi Arabia and then Egypt before moving to the U.S., although Boston wasn't her first stop.
First, it was long flight, and by the time I came to Tennessee, Memphis, this old guy and the old lady, they picked me up from the airport because I had a sign, and they had a sign, too.
They knew you were coming.
Yeah, they knew I were coming, so...
You were like a political refugee, and an organization brought you?
Yes, yes.
So you got here in 2006 or 2007?
2006, July 17.
And you and I met, I think, in the spring of 2008?
2008.
So I don't know if I've told you this, but when they told me that I was going to work with this person named Barwako, they said she's kind of a lower-level student. You know, there's five levels. Five is the highest. You were level two.
Yeah.
So I thought, I wonder if we're going to be able to understand each other. Like, well,
will
she know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I came and I was like, hello. And you're like, hi, how you doing? But you also spoke like an American. Yeah. And I asked you, how did you learn to speak English? Do you remember what you said to me?
I don't remember, actually.
You said, I'm a barista.
You're right. You have to talk. Oh, my God. That changed my life a lot. American people are different where I came from. Over there, the girl is shy. You hardly hear her voice. And over here, you have to look at the person eye to eye. It took me like almost 3 years to do eye contact.
Because in Africa or in Somalia, is it rude to make eye contact or women aren't supposed to do that?
For us, it's rude.
But then you got this job and you had to look people directly in the eye.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. It was so nervousing time. And it wasn't easy.
So this is a Starbucks at Logan Airport in Boston where you started basically soon after you got here and you still work today. So what was it like showing up at Starbucks and thousands of people every day are talking to you in English and you barely speak it?
It wasn't easy for me. It was really hard. Sometimes I come home emotional. I don't understand nothing. I know how to do all this, how to memorize all that. And then I used to come home and then so nervous. I don't want to go back to airport. It was crazy. It was a bit challenging. Yeah.
I mean, I remember when we first started, we had to do really simple things.
Yeah.
Like, how is P-A-N pronounced differently than P-E-N?
Yeah.
And how is that pronounced differently from P-I-N? And it was hard for you to know that that's pan, that's pin, this is pen.
Yes.
Now you can do that.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm. You know, the two vowel in a row, it was always hard.
The which thing?
Two vowels
in a row.
Yeah.
That's right. That blew you away. Like
yes.
The word beautiful. You'd be like, why do we need an E, an A, and a U all in a row?
Yes. You know, it was hard. I mean,
but you have this, your mind is a sponge for language. You hear a word once and you understand how to use it.
Yeah. You know how everybody has a gift. Now I told you I'm learning a little bit Spanish.
From the Spanish speakers you work with at Starbucks.
Yes. Sometimes they help me pronounce their language. So I pronounce it very well. And then they were like, wow, you know how to speak Spanish. I'm like, yes, I'm trying.
And your ear for American English got so good that I remember one day saying, like, when I say, don't ya, what does that mean?
Don't you?
Don't you.
Yes.
Exactly. And if I said, what you doing?
What are you doing?
Exactly. And that blows some people who are trying to learn English away because they're like, no, it says, don't you.
Yeah.
And then I say, don't ya. But you understand all of that.
Yes.
When you first got here,
yeah.
Could you imagine getting to the point you're at now?
No.
And so. Now you've passed the citizenship test.
Yes,
you had this
I
big
did.
Book,
oh,
the 100
goodness.
Questions.
Yes.
And you studied it. You listened to it on your iPod, right? There was a little companion
yes.
audio thing.
Yes. I was cooking. I was listening. 100 questions. It wasn't easy. I was like, they can ask me all these questions. I had a nightmare about it, but, you know.
A nightmare about it.
Yes.
So I wonder, I remember you told me that you ended up getting asked only 3 questions in the citizenship test.
Yes.
It was how many justices on the Supreme Court?
Yes.
Do you remember?
Yes, 9 justices.
So there's never a tie.
Yes.
It was, what does the president's cabinet do?
Yeah, advises the president.
And I can't remember the third question. Can you?
The third question was, what month we celebrate Columbus Day? And then I'm like, October. Then that was it.
The month of October. You know, you've been living here for a long time.
Yes.
You're very American in a way, in many ways.
Yes.
But what are the things that you really miss about Somalia and that you think you'll never be totally American because of where you came from?
Okay, let me be honest. I do miss my country. It's my country no matter what happened. But I don't really miss it that much. I get used to live a life in different way, and I grew up different way. I opened my eyes, and my mind was different. Everything is different, except to absolutely my family. I miss my family.
What is it like living as a Muslim in America?
It's easy. It's not hard, actually. Over here, you can practice any religion.
Although I think some people would say it's really hard to be a Muslim in America because all these things that have happened in the world, all of a sudden certain people think that all Muslims, you know, they're suspicious sometimes. Have you ever felt any of that?
I haven't, unless like some people ask weird questions.
Weird questions.
Weird questions saying that, oh, why you get to put these things in your head?
The hijab you wear
yes,
to cover your
hijab,
hair.
Yeah.
Strangers or customers at Starbucks will ask you this?
Yeah, and then some will be like, where are you from? I'm like, I am from Somalia. And they were like, are you one of the pirates? I'm like, do I look like a pirate to you? I'm like, are you kidding? And then they were like, oh, one guy told me, like, are you Al-Shabaab? I'm like, excuse me.
A terrorist?
Yeah. It was a weird question to me. Like, I think I told him, I think I'm here with you in the United States. So,
you told me once that even though you have a nice life here,
yes.
basically, you've had a good life here.
Yes.
That you still would like to go back one day, maybe to Africa or the Middle East? Because you said the United States is just too busy. Everybody's just crazy busy all the time.
Yes.
So stressed out.
Yes.
What else is it about the United States that you think, enough?
Working a lot and constantly busy. It's really busy place. People are running. Even when they're sitting at home, their brain is busy. Believe me or not.
It never turns off.
Yes.
Is that different than in the other countries you've lived
yes,
in?
Yes, yes. Way different. Over there, they get together. They drink coffee together. They even call each other saying that, oh, come over and have some tea.
They know how to relax.
Yes, and relax and talk and, you know.
What does it mean for you that you now are about to have citizenship?
Exciting. So exciting. A lot of friends, they will be there. They were asking me yesterday, we're going to be there for you. You know, I was so excited.
It's been really exciting to watch everything you've done since you got here. And
yeah.
I'm really happy that you passed your citizenship test. And it's going to be a really exciting
Thank
day.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I was like, you was there all the time. Remember, like, we have to read question over and over again. We take a test over and over and we write over and over. So finally I did it.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Patiently wait for that fateful day. It's not far away, but for now we say, when I get older, I will be stronger. They'll call me freedom, just like a waving flag.
Barwako Mohammed is an immigrant from Somalia who today becomes a U.S. citizen. We'll leave you with her favorite song. It's Waving Flag by the Somali singer Kanaan. Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Please join us again tomorrow, Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.
PRI, Public Radio International.